There's new evidence that offshore fish farms can kill wild salmon. A study published today in the Proceedings of the Royal Society shows that lethal parasites found in fish farms can infest wild salmon. NPR's John Nielsen has the story.
Salmon lice are nasty parasites that suck the blood and fluids out of salmon unlucky enough to get near them. Andy Dobson, a biology professor at Princeton University, says the fish in question often end up dead.
Essentially, they make little holes and quite happily chew away on the outside, rather like a tick would attach to you.
Epidemic outbreaks of salmon lice have been hitting European fish farms for decades now, damaging and sometimes destroying both farmed and wild stocks. Salmon farmers argue that these outbreaks don't always happen because you have a million salmon jammed together inside a net in the open ocean. Weather conditions, water, salinity, and tides also play a part. These farmers also say there are no proven links between the salmon lice infestations in farms and in the wild. And until now, there's been little evidence to the contrary because it's been virtually impossible to track the movements of wild salmon near farms set out in the open ocean.
So trying to tease out how much of a sea lice epidemic the farm is responsible for versus just this chaotic natural noise is very difficult.
John Volpe is a longtime critic of the salmon farming industry and a biologist at the University of Victoria. He's part of a team that's been studying an unusual run of wild Canadian salmon. As these fish leave their home rivers for the ocean, they have to swim through a long, narrow ocean channel that separates two islands. An ocean salmon hatchery hangs in a giant net in the middle of that channel. Volpe and his colleagues started tracking the wild fish that swam past it when this farm had a serious salmon lice outbreak. The scientists checked 5,000 wild salmon swimming toward the farm. At the start of the channel, they found no lice on the wild fish. But as these salmon got closer to the fish farm, more and more of them started picking up lice. By the time the wild salmon reached the fish farm, 70% of them were infected.
And then when they're past the farm, all of a sudden every fish has lice, and some fish, or most fish, have many lice.
Volpe says this study all but proves that fish farm epidemics are a serious threat to wild salmon runs, and not just to the runs that pass nearby the farms. That's because infected wild fish often swim for miles before the lice start reproducing.
By that time, a whole new cohort of fish, a whole new whack of fish, had joined the school from rivers that had entered the ocean past, you know, downstream of the farm. So the farm had actually exported its lice-generating capacity literally on the backs of these migrating fish.
Environmental groups say this study shows how dangerous fish farms can be. But critics, including fisheries officials in Canada and the United States, think this paper has some weak spots. For starters, even though British Columbia now has more salmon farms per mile of coastline than any place else in the world, it's never had serious salmon lice problems like the ones that hit Europe. Hugh Mitchell, a veterinarian who often speaks for fish farmers in the United States, says the authors of this paper should have mentioned how closely various governments watch these farms.
They're forced to count the sea lice. They're forced to treat if the counts get too high. So it's very, very heavily policed. And that's something that's not brought up.
But researcher John Volpe says fish farms often treat sea lice by pouring poisons down through the nets, a cure that he fears is just as bad as the disease. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.